Now, Bahrain's opposition groups say they're going to continue their boycott of a national dialogue over the Manama regime's ongoing crackdown on dissent. They've stressed that the recent release of the leader of the main opposition bloc, Al-Wefaq, is not enough for them to return to national dialogue. This just days after a Bahraini court ordered the release of Khalil al-Marzouq and said his case will be reviewed in mid-December. Marzouq was charged with encouraging anti-regime violence in the tiny island state in the Persian Gulf. He has rejected the charges. His arrest had prompted the Shia-led opposition to suspend political talks with the regime. Bahrain has been the scene of almost daily protests against the regime since mid-February 2011, despite a heavy-handed crackdown on pro-democracy rallies. Well, let's cross over to San Jose. Joining us via Skype is Professor William Beeman. He's with the University of Minnesota. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Beeman. Now, it seems if you look at the events in the past months and weeks, the Bahraini regime has not created an atmosphere that is conducive for any forms of talks. Do you agree with that?
I do. The Bahraini regime has actually bit off a little bit more than it can chew. They thought, I'm sure, that they could simply put down any kind of protest in 2011 and it would somehow just die of its own accord. But it's turned out that the people in Bahrain are really quite upset with the government, and the Shia majority in Bahrain definitely wants greater rights, also better economic conditions for their people. And I think it's quite reasonable that that in the face of this government opposition and also the support that they're getting from Saudi Arabia, who's terribly afraid of the Shia population, that this protest continues. I want to mention that that Khalil al-Marzouq is not a young rebel with no background. He was a member of parliament and a very respected legislator. And so when he was leading the protest with some quite reasonable demands, the government overreacted and put him in prison. And I think that his release from prison is probably a little bit too little and too late to try to stem the protests that are taking place.
And very quickly, if you can, it's not just Saudi Arabia which is complicit in the human rights violations in Bahrain. It's also the West, so to speak. There's a complete mainstream media blackout with regards to Bahrain. The U.S. is completely silent on the violations that take place there on a daily basis.
Yes, it's really very disturbing. The United States, of course, has a major military interest in Bahrain. Our Sixth Fleet is housed there. And they have no other real base in the Persian Gulf region. So the U.S. is terribly afraid that if somehow the government of Bahrain fell or they were compromised in any way, that the U.S. interests in the region would be completely compromised. And so the United States has maintained a very strategic silence about these human rights violations. It seems that when the United States interests are not affected, the United States government is quite happy to condemn the human rights violations, but when their interests are at stake, then they remain silent.
Okay, Professor William Beeman with the University of Minnesota, they're joining us from San Jose. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.